All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Nashville doesn't have as many stupid people in it as Knoxville. But in Knoxville, someone can sound like a complete moron, but they're not. By the way, the uranium for the atomic bomb was made in near Knoxville in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. That was referenced in the film Oppenheimer. Like, remember the scene when, we got to get some enriched uranium. We only have this much. And they put the little marble into the goddamn vase. They said, we need to fill this up. And every day they get another message. Yeah, we got more uranium. They're making that in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Rebecca says the Oak Ridge Boys. I don't know if it's the same. Maybe. Bob says, was Scott Holt's guitar from a secondhand store? That's a lyric, isn't it? I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime. That's Brian Adams. He played it till his fingers bled. It was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school, we got a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit. Joey got married. We never knew we'd never get far. Or we knew we'd never get far? I don't know. The times are changing. Everything has come and gone. Should have known we'd never get far. Something about when I look back now, the summer seemed lost forever. What a song that was. God damn it. I think my favorite Brian Adams song, though, is Cuts Like a Knife. Oh, my God, is that great. Brian Adams, underrated, in my opinion. Okay. We need to call Kuiper Tree Care. You do. I'm counting on you people to support my sponsors. And don't you dare bounce ahead from what I'm saying if you're listening to the audio podcast. If you are in West Michigan and you need like a tree cut down, or you need a stump ground, or your tree's pruned, or there's a storm, you got to get some cleanup done. Maybe cut down a tree. Make it Kuiper Tree Care. They can help you with everything you need. Call 616-828-8225. Kuiper Tree Care. .com. 3 certified arborists. You see here, licensed and insured. That's key. You know, a Chuck in a truck or Dan in a van. Yeah, I can cut it down. Yeah, sure. You're going to get it cheaper. And then when that fucking thing falls on your house, he's going to peel out and you're fucked. Don't be fucked. Call Kuiper Tree Care. Joe Martinez is still in Mexico. I'm still telling you, though, that you can get your furnace tuned up and get a diagnostic test on how it's running by calling Joe and get it for free. DTE Energy has teamed up with one HVAC specialist, that is A&E Heating and Cooling, to offer this. Not everybody gets this. I suggest you get on the phone right away. Someone is available to take your call, probably his sweet daughter Maria. 616-516-8579. Say, hey, EZ sent me for the free tune-up and diagnostic test on my furnace. You can take advantage of this if you have not done it in the last 2 years. The rest of you, you can just book Joe to have him clean your furnace for $79. Once you get past 2 years, though, you can get it for free again. That's sweet. 616-516-8579. Mark it down in your calendars. December 20th, that's a Friday. That is the great food giveaway at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Head to their website, ervines.com. That's ervines.com for more information. Get your car, your EV, or your hybrid repaired perfectly, and you get a free loaner car so that you can get around and not have to worry about anybody driving you from point A to point B because your car is being worked on. It could be as simple as an oil change. Honestly, when you take your car in for an oil change, you're getting much more than that because they're going to take a look at everything on that vehicle. Everything. And they're going to give you the old red light, yellow light, green light when it comes to urgency. That's one of my favorite things about them. So they're really, it's not just they're going to pull the oil out and put new oil in like they do at, you know, the fucking drive-through place. They're going to make sure your car is in tip-top condition. ervines.com, or you can call them 616-532-6600. Okay, there is a pause in the action. EZ has to go tinkle. Can you imagine if we one day had a live show and Jimmy was there to play that song? That's a pretty intricate part. Jimmy's a very good guitarist, by the way. All right. Alex Jones. This is a great story. I love this so much. He filed for bankruptcy after a judge, they found him liable in a civil trial. Remember, he made up this nonsense story that Sandy Hook didn't actually happen. Let's pause on that. Chris says, wait a minute, a live show? Yeah, we're not doing one right now. I was just being like hypothetical. So Alex Jones says, oh yeah, Sandy Hook didn't happen. Those were actors. Let's talk about that for just a second. I'm oftentimes amazed when people actually, like how people believed that. And if your audience, I mean, you got to do some real reassessing. Like if I did a show where, you know, something like that was, I was establishing that. And let's say that people believed it. That's the type of thing where, you know, when the microphone is off, you obviously don't believe that. But you also are aware that you have convinced people that one of the most heinous things that's ever happened when it comes to these types of incidents, they're all terrible. You're using that to stoke this fire and create this narrative. And you have to go to bed at night. And meanwhile, you have a multitude, an entire community of people where that incident happened. That on top of such a heinous thing to take place that they have to somehow live the rest of their lives knowing that that happened. Now you have this. Because after he did that, his lemmings that follow him, they would then look up the names of people who lost children and would harass them and accuse them of like being crisis actors and shit like that. And just a horrible thing. So over time, these people mobilized and they sued him and won. And now Alex Jones has his own content creation arm. It's whatever it is called, InfoWars. And, you know, you get a lot of people on there that produce content similar to that. And people pay him a lot of money. So he was very, very wealthy. Well, he was. The judge ruled in favor of the victims, the plaintiffs in this case, to the tune of like more than $1 billion with a B. Now, all while this is going on, he was still doing a show, and but quickly the wheels of justice were turning, and in the sentencing or the awarding, I guess that's what they said, more than $1 billion. So he filed for bankruptcy. I'm going to get that protection. Well, this was just announced. The judge has said, I know you filed for bankruptcy, and I know you're still doing your show, but now we are making it so that everything you own to do your show, the microphone, the computer mouse, the consoles, the room, the RS feeds, what do they call those RS feeds? Is that what it is? I don't know. Anything you have, your likeness, your websites, your Facebook pages, all the domains, everything must be auctioned off. So that means all of the shit that he uses to make his show, the judge has ordered them to be liquidated. So he will have literally nothing. He's like the guy in fucking Monopoly, you know, on that card. He's got his pockets out. He's that guy. Wow. And then the money goes to the families of the victims, which I think they use that for charitable things. So this is great. Next month, they're auctioning off all of that shit, so he can make payments to the families. And that, by the way, was a $1.5 billion with a B settlement. How wonderful is this? InfoWars assets, social media accounts, copyrighted material, and trademarks owned by parent company Free Speech Systems will be liquidated in November. I would love to be at that auction. He's probably got some good shit. InfoWars assets, including, like I said, studio equipment, would be sold at a later auction. U.S. bankruptcy judge Christopher Lopez said he approves of the sale, but that he must first change a previous order to make clear that the trustee overseeing Jones's personal bankruptcy case controls all of Free Speech Systems' assets. God, this is incredible. I love this. I am so happy that this is happening. He deserves everything that he is getting. And then some. Frankly, I think he should die. It's very cut and dry that the assets of Free Speech Systems, the website, the equipment, the shopping cart, all that can be sold, Jones said recently on a show. And they know full well that there are a bunch of Patriot buyers, and then the operation can ease on. So I think Jones is suggesting that fans of his show will buy the equipment and then give it back to him. Yeah, I don't know if that's going to do anything, because if you have it, the judge is going to make you sell it again. If you make money, he's taking away your livelihood. This is a great punishment. A lawyer for the Sandy Hook families called the judge's auction order a significant step forward in holding Jones to account for his lies. Alex Jones will no longer own or control the company he built. This brings the family closer to their goal of holding him accountable for the harm he caused. Yeah. If you're a person who listens to Alex Jones and you also listen to me, I doubt that that would happen because I've worked very hard to try to make this show as free of stupid people as possible based on my beliefs and the things I say. They've just gone away, obviously. I don't want you here. You know? No, thank you. My God. What a pile of shit. Jeremy says it brings me joy that he will never be able to escape that judgment. Tophus adds, this doesn't usually happen to rich scumbag fucks like him. He adds, it was fucking evil what he did. Absolutely. Not related to Alex Jones, but if you want, there's a homework assignment. I should feature this on Who Are These Free Beers, but it's long and clumsy. It might just be worth mentioning. Yesterday on this show, it was referenced about guy in Missouri who was put to death, and then there was some buzz about whether or not he did it or not. Now, I have no idea. I haven't read a thing about this story. I don't even know the guy's name. Okay. He did, in fact, he was put to death. Yesterday, I was reviewing audio for Who Are These Free Beers? And Greg got into that story. The problem is, he was not prepared to get into that story. He had no clue what was going on, and he tried to kind of like read it off of a website, but didn't really hit the right parts of it. And if you were to hear that clip, or if you did hear it, you may notice that all of what he said did absolutely nothing to make anyone hearing it believe that the guy who was put to death was actually innocent. It was clumsy, boring, no real punch to it whatsoever. And again, this goes back to the overall laziness. He didn't even prepare for that discussion. If you have a story that's interesting, your best bet is to do most of the talking without actually reading it word for word. I go back and I'll read quotes like I did with the Alex Jones story, but I know the story. I can tell it to you without having to read the goddamn story. It was so bad. And I, you know, when people were people in the room, like fucking Kelly and Hot Wings are like, you just got the impression that he actually hurt the case by doing nothing to make it seem like this guy was actually innocent or maybe should not have been put to death. It was really bad, really bad. I was like, Jesus Christ, dude, if you're gonna talk about this, because the big takeaway was, oh boy, people are saying he shouldn't have died. Well, yeah, who gives a fuck? Everybody who's put to death, there's somebody saying that he shouldn't die. Oh, it was bad. It was a huge pile of shit. I was surprised at that. No, I take it back. I was not surprised at that. Greg is not that great at actually preparing what he wants to say. And then the rest of the crew just goes silent because they don't know what to do with the pile of shit, the warm shit sandwich he serves them up on a regular basis. That's how bad he is at that job. He couldn't do anything. He can't do anything. It's horrible. Fuck, I can't do anything, apparently. All right. FedEx worker is walking to the house to drop off the package. the thief, the porch pirate, recognizes the size of the package as that of a phone. He's going to steal it. Now, look, if you're going to go and steal a package off of someone's porch, I would say that in the Porch Pirate Handbook, nowhere does it say it's okay to meet the FedEx guy at the door to grab it while he's still there. That happened. FedEx guy sniffed it out. In this clip, you'll see FedEx guy. You'll see the bad guy. You'll also hear a voice from the Ring doorbell cam. The homeowner's not home. I've given you everything you need on this story. This is how it sounded. And if you're watching, how it looked.
Yeah. Oh, no. No, who are you?
Okay, hang on. This is fucked up. You can barely hear it. God damn it. I hate this. I'll turn this up a little bit easier to hear. You heard him. He goes, all right, who are you?
Yeah. Oh, no. No, who are you? No, open the door. Abre la puerta.
Okay, so he says to the guy who's the thief, open the door. Like, if you live here, open the door. And then he says it in Spanish. So that thieves like Joe Martinez would then know to open the door.
The door. Abre la puerta. No, you're not. I don't know.
Okay. FedEx guy obviously knows who lives there. He says, I don't know you. Bad guy walks away.
I'm going to call the police. I call the police now. He's a police officer.
All right. He's going to call the cops. On? Now you got the homeowner. He knows what's up. Now he's saying, hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Hello?
Meanwhile, FedEx guy goes, snaps picture of license plate or whatever the fuck.
Okay. I got you.
I got you. He says, I got you. He says, just call the police.
Hey, what's going on?
There's a guy in a Honda. He tried to steal your phone.
So that's it. This FedEx guy is awesome. Ryan says, I wish every FedEx driver gave a shit like that. Tremendous human. I've had nothing but good luck with my guy. My guy or my gal. I make friends with all of them, you know? And we should. David says, FedEx guy, hero of the day. Yeah, without a doubt. Nice job. A Senate report has found that before the shots rang out at Trump in Pennsylvania, that the Secret Service suffered a number of breakdowns in equipment, communication, and planning. I like how they do a Senate report about something that everyone knew. My God. Let's get into that one. This is from CBS.
Before a gunman opened fire on former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, a U.S. Senate investigation now reveals there were a series of missed warning signs. According to the new report,
I never really noticed it at the time. But how incredible is it that the shots ring out and then people start clapping? I mean, there's active shooter. People are dying.
Fire on former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. A U.S. Senate investigation now reveals there were a series of missed warning signs. According to the new report, 27 minutes before the shooting, the Secret Service learned of a suspicious person with a rangefinder near the event.
Oh my God.
2 minutes before he opened fire, the Secret Service was warned someone was on the roof, just a few hundred yards from the stage.
Wow.
And 22 seconds before he pulled the trigger, local police sent a radio alert that the man was armed. But Secret Service agents told Senate investigators they were not informed.
Okay, I don't believe that. I do. There is no fucking way. 27 minutes before, they should have been actively pursuing this. The fact that they allowed him to go on the stage, the fact that 2 minutes before they were aware. I'm going to play that timeline again.
Warned someone was on the roof just a few hundred yards from the stage.
So they know about this 2 minutes before the shots ring out. They could have very easily have subdued him, covered up Trump and got him off the stage. But they didn't. Why?
In 22 seconds before he pulled the trigger, local police sent a radio alert that the man was armed. But Secret Service agents told Senate investigators they were not informed.
Impossible, I say.
President Trump almost being killed was a result of multiple failures of the Secret Service.
The Senate investigation revealed the agency suffered from faulty radio equipment.
I believe a lie. No way.
They failed to operate a counter-drone system over the Butler site.
Yeah, okay, drone, great. But what about, like, earpiece? Yeah, there's a guy on the roof. He's armed. You got 22 seconds to get him on the ground, to get Trump out of there.
Sparking bipartisan criticism.
There needs to be a house cleaning in procedure, practices, and personnel.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. And usually when people say that, they're about to give you a conspiracy theory. Yeah, I am. This is an inside job. I'm sorry.
The report also revealed July 13th was the first Trump 2024 campaign event for which the agency deployed counter snipers because of a classified intelligence warning of a possible risk from Iran. But the warning wasn't fully shared with other Secret Service agents. The investigators noted without the counter snipers, the bloodshed would have been much worse.
Had the counter sniper not been able to immediately return fire, that shooter could have gotten off another 15 or 20 points.
The Secret Service has since increased security protections for Trump, and the agency has its own internal review still underway. For CBS Mornings, I'm Scott McFarland in Washington.
Yeah, come on now. Something's wrong with this. I just don't believe you. There's no fucking way. Come on. Whew. Ugly. Rand Paul has free beer hair, according to Ryan. Cole says, missed warning signs, like someone yelling, he's on the roof with a gun. Ladies and gentlemen, your old pal EZ with a few words about my latest and greatest partner, Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. My goodness. Prize Picks. What I love is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And all you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Check this out. 1-1. Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks every week in the month of September. That's right. Only 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks of free W's. Don't miss this deal on Prize Picks because it's gone when September ends. Now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Also, good news, Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in most states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, your picks are still alive. How about this for a lineup? Tyreek Hill for more than 90 receiving yards. Dak Prescott for more than 263 passing yards. Josh Allen for less than 240 passing yards. And CeeDee Lamb for more than 96 receiving yards. Then you watch, you root, you have fun. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Eric Zane and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Eric Zane, of course, on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is. mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that, and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Patrick says there is something to this. I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about my theory or their theory? Jeremy writes, faulty radio. They didn't test it before putting Trump on stage. Bullshit. Cole says we need to hear from Agent Fupa. I don't know who that is. Tophus says Republicans want him dead too. He hijacked their party. Oh. Rand Paul does not have free beer hair. The shooter had free beer hair. Patrick says the radios seem to work fine after the shots. Yeah. What a fucking inside job, without a doubt, in my opinion. Kenny says, hey, mate, if we still can't know all the details surrounding JFK, I just don't believe anything anyone says when it comes to stuff like this. Tophus says Rand Paul's neighbor beat him up because Rand was being a piece of shit. I don't know if it's that simple, Tophus. I think the neighbor was crazy. I don't think you can just go beating people up because they're pieces of shit. And just because you don't agree with them politically doesn't mean that they're a piece of shit. Now, is Trump a piece of shit? I don't know. Maybe. He's done plenty to make me think he's actually a piece of shit. But I don't think he deserves to be beaten or shot. Okay? Not everything's black and white. You guys know me. I keep it kind of like just a little left to center. All right, before I get to my last story, which is one of the most horrible stories. I know they're all horrible. Whenever I say the most horrible, it's just horrible. So many questions to it, too. It's a bad racist story. I forgot who sent this to me. Was it? Okay, hang on. Who sent it? I don't know. Might have been Rebecca. It was Rebecca. Rebecca K. Hello, Eric. Not going to lie, I missed part of the podcast this morning. Sue may have already talked about this. Then she sent the link. She nominates the people who did the wrong thing for asshole of the century. Some people really fucking deserve to be punched in the face with a metal folding chair. P.S. Sorry for the language. Your language is appropriate, madam. Wait till you hear this, folks. This is nuts. Before I get to that, though, thank you, as always, to Frank Fuss from MyPolicyShop.com. With open enrollment here, you need someone to help you get your health care coverage from healthcare.gov. Frank Fuss is going to do that for you. As always, anyone in the U.S. can take advantage of this service. Free service. Frank's services cost you nothing. He's a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker. Have him help you get into the right policy for you through healthcare.gov. Can also help you with retirement planning, Social Security, Medicare, you name it. Frank is the licensed independent insurance agent slash broker of choice on this podcast. Thank you, Frank. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage reminds you to buy now and refinance later. Get into your mortgage today at 231-332-6505. Buying a home is a stressful thing, to be sure, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. Mario will help you every step of the way from no matter where you are in America. A lot of my sponsors in the service industry do it that way, so that if you're in Ohio or wherever, Texas, you can reach out to Mario, 231-332-6505. Call him today, NMLS number 3035. And finally, on the sponsorship front today, it's very important that you have your will and trust in order. You can have that done just like me, because I did this with Zach Marco from EstateWise, found at estate-wise.com. You can get all the information there or reach out via phone call or text Zach at 616-540-7544. You, as the audience, need professional help from a qualified estate planning attorney like Zach to ensure that your will and trust is comprehensive and legally sound. The attorney can Zach can customize the estate plan to fit your unique needs. And this just added, mention my show and you're going to get 15% off of your estate planning services. It's Zach's way of helping you take that important first step. 616-540-7544. Mention EZ and you are in. Some of you may have reached out and mentioned me and you didn't know you were getting 15% off, but you are. So mention me, and then you can start the process of getting your estate planned so that if something happens to you, your will is set in stone, and that means your estate will not go into probate, which is a horrible experience for your loved ones who shouldn't have to worry about something like that. The boss from the radio station just reached out to me. I have to give her the "can I call you later?" I always get like, oh, God, what did I do? Who did I piss off? What now? That's always my default when I hear from anyone. Let's see. Ryan says, do you predict that Trump will make an appearance this evening by chance on the Patreon? She says that, or Amy says that to Ryan. Maureen says, where is Kyle this weekend? Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I forgot to reach out. Easy, we got to have Kyle on the show or the Lions will lose. Well, all right. I will try to get him on. I didn't tip him off. It might go right to voicemail, but we shall see. Get my high-tech setup here, ready to go. Watch your ears.
Eric Zane.
Hey, I didn't warn you. You got a minute?
Yeah, I got a minute, dude.
Okay, the Lions. The audience is saying that I have to talk to you or the Lions will lose.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
How are you feeling about Seattle? The Lions host, you know, Seattle.
Yeah, so here's the fucking thing, Eric Zane, and I don't even fucking, I didn't look this up, so I might be lying to you. But the other times that we've lost to the Seahawks, I'm pretty sure we played them in week two every time. I'm not 100% sure if that's true. But week two has always been our trap game. So I think we already got that out of the way with the Bucs. So I think we're gonna fuck them up, dude.
Okay, so this might be a mauling by the Lions, is what you're saying.
Dude, I freaking think so because I'm a Lions group, so I'm just getting the consensus of the general public and stuff. And this one guy was like, dude, our offense is struggling, you know what I mean? Like, and don't pretend it's not. And it's like, but our offense is actually pretty fucking good. We are struggling, but like, it's still pretty fucking good. So when it clicks, dude, I mean, I don't see why we couldn't drop 45 on somebody while holding them to like 13 points.
You know, you're right, because a good portion of the Rams, they were a huge pile of shit. A good portion of Arizona, they sucked dick. And then the whole game against Tampa, they were the worst.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, at the Tampa game, and I might have talked about this before, but we got, like, almost 500 yards of offense, which is good, but, like, only, what, like, 16 points? So, like, that's the fucked up part. But I'm like, if you can get 500 yards almost of offense on a bad day, that's pretty fucking good, dude.
All right, now Seattle's 3-0. You realize that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I realize it, but fuck them, dude.
All right, you heard it here first. They're good, but fuck them.
Yeah. Throw that on ESPN, dude.
expert analysis from Kyle and EZ. They're good, but fuck them.
They're good, but fuck them.
All right.
I like it.
Oh, sorry.
What?
I was going to say your turn. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all I was going to say.
How was guys' weekend? Did anybody die?
Eric, Dan, you fucking missed out, dude. When you say guys' weekend, like, it sounds like, oh, like the guys are just trying to fucking, you know, get hammered and all that type of stuff. But, like, what it really is for is, like, spiritual rejuvenation, you know what I mean? So we had a good time, dude. We had, like, a lot of good talks, you know, a lot of good feel-good moments. We had a bags tournament, which I lost, but whatever. And then we had, we golfed a bunch. It was fun, dude.
Not to be sad, but is this event something that your dearly departed friend Cliff would have loved?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we actually, he was big into, people who eat a lot on YouTube, you know what I mean? Like, people who, like, stuffing their faces and shit. So he entered a hot dog contest, like, a couple years back at, like, I think the Corner Bar in Rockford or something.
Yeah.
And, it was like, a hot dog eating competition, essentially. And then he, like, challenged me, like, on a billboard in Grand Rapids. But, anywho, so we were doing, like, a hot dog eating competition Saturday night. But at that point, we had enough drinks that it was really just, we just ate a bunch of hot dogs.
Okay. So that was to, like, honor Cliff.
Yeah, yep.
Who ate the most?
To be honest, we did not keep score. Again, the alcohol and stuff, had a little effect, but, it was probably me, dude. Cause the whole weekend, I mean, I was slamming food like you wouldn't believe.
Oh God.
And, there was no exception to that on Saturday night.
Well, I'm glad you got to do that with your bros.
Yeah, dude, it was good, dude.
All right. What else should I talk about? I don't know if I have anything more. Is there anything that you wanted to get off your chest or say to the audience?
Oh, Aaron Zane, I fucking, hold on. Did I tell you about this customer we had that was wild, like, recently? Did I tell you that?
No.
All right, well, here's some fucking content for you, Aaron Zane. So this lady, so on our website, right, you can, like, book your own doctors, right? Like, you know, we know people don't want to fucking talk to us, so it's like you can do it on the website. Like, it's up to you. You know, you're ordering a pizza, basically, and, like, but we'll give you a dumpster. Right. Anywho, this lady, and I won't say names, this lady rented her own dumpster, right? So she did it herself, but she put in the wrong address. And when I say the wrong address, I mean it was mostly right, but she put in the wrong city and the wrong zip code.
Okay.
But it's her house, right? So, like, that's why I'm fucking confused, right?
Yeah.
So, anywho, so we put it in the, like, in our software, you just click the address and the GPS pops up and it brings you there, right?
Yep.
So she lived in Wyoming, but she put that she lived in Kentwood. So it brought us all the way over by Cascade area. And so it's like 25 minutes out of the way, a bunch of gas, you know, a bunch of time. So we have in our contract that it's like, you know, if we try to deliver you a dumpster and we can't, like, we have to charge you a dry run fee, you know, like, we wasted a bunch of gas and a bunch of time, you know, and, like, you did it. Like, you don't know where you live, you know. So, anywho, so my driver tried calling her, and she wouldn't answer, and so we tried bringing her to the wrong spot. We eventually figured it out, but anywho, so we were going to charge her that, and I was talking about it with her, and she goes nuts on me, dude. She's like, you know, if your driver's, like, spending an extra 2 seconds and, like, confirm the addresses, then this wouldn't have happened. And I'm like,
oh,
wait a minute, dude. I'm like, you put it in, dude. I'm like, we don't know where you live. You know what I mean? Like I get that there's streets in, you know, in cities, and, like, generally you kind of know where they are, but,
yeah,
like, we don't know where you live. We're kind of trusting you to tell us where to go, you know?
Right.
So anyways, this lady went nuts on me. She called me on the phone, dude. She was calling me names. I'm like in pretty good spirits, like, trying to explain to her, like, you know, I'm sorry, but, like, you put it in, dude. You
right.
know?
Right.
Anyway, she just went nuts on me and, like, calling me names and then, like, sent an email. Like, just take no accountability. It was just
right.
like, yeah, it's your fault. Like, I ain't paying this. And I'm like, you got me nuts, dude.
Okay, so did you end up getting the money?
Yeah, we did. It was just nuts, dude. As the years go on, like, well, as humanity becomes more unhinged, like, people just want to take advantage of us, dude.
Yeah,
like,
exactly, exactly. I mean, time to get out there is valuable, plus the expense of the fuel. That all comes off the top, and that's how
it's
it works.
It's also like, and I'm like, when you book your own dumpster, like, part of the deal is you, you have to read the contract and sign it, which she did. So I'm like, she was, like, saying that we were trying to scam her and stuff, and I'm like, yeah. I'm like, the community, like, that's why we have a contract. So, like, everything that you need to know is in there. You
right.
know what I mean? Like,
if you chose not to read it, that's your fault.
Yeah. And I'm like, we're doing what we said we would. You just didn't read it. You know what I mean? Like,
let me ask you this. Did she eventually allow the delivery?
Yeah. We eventually, found out where it was. We had to literally go on Google. Like, I was on Google for a good 15 minutes, trying to figure out where she lived. And then we got to figure it out. And I'm like, I told my driver, I'm like, I think it's in Wyoming. Just go over there and see what happens. And so we kind of got to figure it out. But it was just weird, dude.
Wow. So is she going to do, like, the thing? You know, sometimes people leave Google reviews. Is she going to try to throw you under the bus?
Oh, yeah, I think she already did. So I've been distancing myself from the situation so I can chill out before I respond to her. But when I respond to her, dude, there's going to be hell and it's going to be broken loose.
Right. I mean, I can just imagine, because if the average person sees the one from her, I always like it when the owners respond with, well, here's what really happened. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it gives you the opportunity to do that. Like Kenny here in the chat, he's always throwing people under the bus and making up stories, and then they have to go ahead and, you know, take his slanderous words and explain themselves. And then Kenny usually looked, that's what he did with Z Speed Mobile Mechanic. So, yeah, that's as soon as you do that, it just disarms them.
Yeah, and that's exactly what, and that's, and I think we have like one other one star maybe, and we got a 4-star two on there, but yeah, anytime that happens, like, and someone's just trying to be a little, like a little bitch, then I just go on there, I just eviscerate them. So we have one on there that you could actually read sometime on the fucking internet, or on the podcast if you want to. It's fucking hilarious, dude.
Some of the audience are going over what the contract looks like. Like the when a customer has to read it, it may say something like, quote, any violations of this contract by any party voids the entirety of the contract, dude.
Right, dude. yeah, no, straight up. Like, yeah, so I didn't write the contract, because you're right. It would not sound as good as it could. But yeah, no, straight up in there, like, because, yeah, she was yelling at us. She was like, this is, people always tell us this when they don't want to pay us. They're like, oh, you know, like I live on a fixed income, and it's like, and then she's like, I don't get paid for another month, but because you took my $59, I'm in the red now. And I'm like, you tell me you're gonna survive on less than $59 for a month? I don't believe you. You know what I mean? And maybe that's an asshole move on my part, but it just doesn't make sense.
Now, poor people, if she's so stupid that she's renting a dumpster when she doesn't even have enough money to buy mac and cheese, fuck that bitch.
Now there's a line that we put on your tombstone.
Chris writes, this is Kyle responding on Google reviews. Quote, dude, chill out. You got your dumpy deuces.
Straight up. You know what? No, I won't do it. I was going to say, maybe I'll put deuces on when I respond to a review, but maybe I shouldn't.
Kyle, that was a great story, and you did an excellent job telling it. Be careful of the rest of the day, and say hi to everybody at work.
All right, sounds good. Love you guys.
What do you... You got to say deuces.
I know. Well, I was waiting for you to say love you, dude. That's
all right, love you too.
All right, deuces.
See ya. That's funny. Boy, that was great. I love Kyle. He's a lot of fun. Fucking asshole. Not him. Client, customer, fucking idiot. Come on now. All right, I'm going to save that nasty story for the Patreon. Do you have anybody in your life that they try to reach you? And you don't, like, respond right away. You might, let's say you're doing something. My God. That happened to me yesterday. I reached out to this lady from the band Foghat who books all this shit. I said, what? Whatever works best. Okay, we agreed 2 p.m. And this was at, like, 11. I said, 11? All right, 2 p.m. we'll interview. I will send you a link on Zoom. I'll... That Scott Holt, the guy I'm interviewing, has to do is click the link at 2 p.m. my time. Good to go. This was actually before I started this podcast when I sent that email. Then I do this podcast, which takes time. And outside of Pooh Bear, nothing is going to distract me from doing the podcast or if I have to go tinkle. So there's a period of time that I don't respond to follow-up emails from people about my interview. And so time passes, and I don't respond. And then I get emails from people saying, We are waiting to get a Zoom link. Where are you? What is happening? And I'm like, one of them even said, EZ, the interview's at noon. What are you doing? It's 12:15. Now, I scheduled the interview. So I responded with, that is not correct. The interview is at 2. Oh, yeah. Well, it's like, stop micromanaging. I got this. I've been doing this for 39 years. I know how to do this. There must have been five emails from people freaking out. Asshole of the day. Ryan wants to give Freemir the asshole of the day for his fucked up jolly little belly laugh. Amy writes, I'm planning on attending the Patreon tonight. I'll be giggling for sure. Well, if you're going to laugh, I'm going to laugh. Because if I see you laughing, I've told you this before, it makes me laugh. I don't know what the fuck. Molly says, my favorite is when you're in the middle of a conversation and you have to drop whatever you're doing, then come back an hour later and the person is pissed. Kenny says, I love being shit-talked because I got jerked around by some dumbass, lazy piece of shit and didn't know how to run a business that is also now defunct. Gee, I wonder why. Kenny is salty because of the Z-Speed crack. All right. Today's asshole of the day. Based on the story that I read earlier, it's got to be this fucked up conspiracy theory with the Secret Service. You're the assholes of the day. And Alex Jones, but he's paying for it quite a bit. Asshole of the day brought to you by TC Paintball. Thank you so much. You are special. And I love you. Thank you. Going to do it. The show is in the books. I'll talk to you on the Patreon a little later on. Till then, have a good one. And thank you. You've been a great audience. And bye-bye. We'll be right back.